The annual statewide poetry contest is held to encourage, publicize, and reward the writing of high-quality poetry. All the winners of the 23rd annual statewide poetry contest will read their poems at a literary reading April 15th at 6 p.m. at Pioneer Park's Bear Gallery. The first place winners read their winning poems and talked with KUAC's Lori Neufeld. This year's judge is Jeremy Pataki, author of Overwinter and previous winner of the statewide poetry contest.
My name is Jeremy Pataki, and I was asked to judge the 23rd annual statewide poetry contest.
How did they pick you to be the judge this year?
Well, I'm not totally sure. It turned out to be a kind of a specially judging filled year. I was also asked to be one of the poetry out loud recitation contest judges down in Juneau, which was a lot of fun. So, a lot of poetry for me in the last few weeks, and I think they probably just asked me to judge based on my involvement generally here in Alaska in the literary community, and I'm also a alum, you could say, of the program as a former winner. I entered the contest, I think it was maybe 2009, and won the category. And so, I think just between my role generally in the literary community and maybe my affiliation with them, they decided to go ahead and extend the invite.
So how difficult was it to choose the winners in all three of those categories, the elementary, the high school, and the adult category?
You know, it was a very pleasant challenge. It was really exciting to read all of the work, to read a good deal of it many times, and to kind of see the breadth and depth of writing that was coming from across the state. One thing that definitely impacts the experience of judging is the fact that it's a blind contest. So all the names and any identifying features have been redacted, so you don't know whose work you're reading, and you don't know where they live, which actually helps the judging, I think.
More even playing field. You know they're all from Alaska. You know what age category they're in, but that's about all you know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so getting down to the kind of last rounds of sort of choosing the final winners and rankings, in some cases was a challenge. There was a lot of great work. I would say it was a very competitive competition.
Arts and poetry have been with humans almost since we became humans. And so how do you see that flourishing into the future? And that's just a general question, but, you can bring it back to Alaska, but that's just a general question. Like, how do you see that from our past and going into our future as being human and working in the arts and poetry?
Well, in a way, I think that's a great question, because I think poetry does a lot to remind us of our humanity. It is a very human activity that has been part of us since time immemorial, and always will be, I think. We're grown in the womb listening to the heartbeat of our mother and feeling that physically, and that sense of rhythm right there, sort of segues perfectly into language, which is also something that makes us human. And all of that is certainly intertwined. Poetry reminds us why this business we call living matters, ultimately, I think. And it kind of enlivens the language that wires our brains. And it helps us to see the world and see each other more clearly. And going forward, I think it will help humanity to be more humane, more attentive, more empathetic, more thoughtful. Poetry helps us kind of to, see in divergent ways all at once, to kind of be able to wrap our minds around ambiguities, think critically, helps us to identify lies or propaganda when we encounter it. Poetry is sort of a way of accessing some of the most beautiful and fundamental aspects of what makes us humans.
What are some words of advice you have to those poets out there who may be young, starting out as poets, or maybe they're adults and have never really thought of writing poetry, but now that they're retired and they have some time, they've always thought, when I have time, I'll do that. What are some words of advice to get started or feed that poet within?
Well, I would counsel any young or beginning poet to read a lot and to read widely, to read all kinds of different things. I would counsel people to read poetry out loud to themselves, not to feel funny or self-conscious about that, but to go ahead and sit there and read out loud. It helps a lot. I would encourage people to find a favorite poem and memorize it. That can be a surprisingly rich experience. And, you know, if you can get something in there that'll stick, it's amazing how nice it is to have a poem memorized that you can, you know, mutter under your breath or shout or think in your head while you're hiking down the trail or riding a bike.
Because they say that the bears and the moose, they need to know you're coming. So if you have something that goes with the rhythm of walking, well, by all means.
There you go. Poetry saves lives.
That's right. What good is poetry? It could save your life. Well, Jeremy, it has been a pleasure to talk with you, and congratulations for being chosen as this year's judge for the annual statewide poetry contest.
Thank you.
Elementary School Division winner Darcy Weissel. Darcy, I think I recognize you from last year winning the poetry contest.
Yeah, this is my second year in a row, which is kind of hard to believe, but yeah. I'm really excited about that.
That is so exciting. It must mean that you are continuing in writing poetry and submitting it, too.
Yes, that's a distinct possibility.
Well, best of luck next year, too.
Yes.
So now that you've won twice, it makes me wonder, when do you find the time, or how do you go about writing poems? Because I'm not a poetry writer, so I want to hear from somebody who obviously does do it. You know, what's your process?
It's kind of strange, really. I randomly come up with them. It's like sometimes I'll be walking in the woods or just standing there, and I'll come up with these little poems, and I'll have to keep them in my head if I don't have paper on hand, which can be kind of hard sometimes because I honestly do not have the best memory in the world. But yeah, I'll just come up with random poems.
I ask songwriters this, or musicians this sometimes. Do you remember the first time you wrote a song, or do you remember the first time that you, played your instrument? Do you remember the first time that you wrote a poem?
I don't honestly remember this one, but my mom has a story she likes to tell where we're in a park with a friend of mine and my mom, I think, and I was younger, and I walked up to my mom and I said this little poem, and she's like, "Darcy, that's beautiful." And I was just like, "I come up with them." And she just likes to talk about that one because she says it was so amazing.
So you say you were younger. How old are you now?
12, going on 13 soon.
So you'd be 13 soon. About what age were you when you came up with the poem and shared it with your mom in the park?
Oh, I don't know. Like, oh my gosh, 8 or 9? Something like that. Younger.
Younger. So maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Darcy Weissel, and I'm 12 years old. And my poem is entitled Sneakers. Converse. Scuffed and stained. Voicing tales without sound, but with the dirt of countless roads. Vans. Toes ripped, tracks worn smooth. Gravel from unknown places lodged deep in well-worn cracks. Nike. Just do it's been done. Colors faded from rainbow to gray. Sneakers. Voicing tales without sound. Gravel from unknown places. Fading rainbows. Sneakers. Holding mute memories.
High school division winner Sasha Gorda. What inspires your poetry?
lots of times it's just sort of what's in my head, like, at the moment. Most of my poems take, like, really quickly to write. And, like, my best poems are ones that I've just written sort of, I wasn't thinking about it. It wasn't, like, really belabored or anything. So, in this particular instance, I was just sort of thinking about, you know, I'm a senior, so it's like I'm at a cliff of one of the cliffs of life. And so that's sort of the image that was in my head. And I really think poem is based on, like, sort of a visual, like, you have to have an image in your head and to inspire writing. And that's just sort of the image I had in my head at the time.
Are you a sketch artist, too? Do you like to sketch?
Yeah, I definitely like drawing. And I'm in AP Art at West Valley, too. So it's sort of connected in a way.
Is there a sketch that goes along with your poem, too, at least for you?
Not for this particular poem. But a lot of times when I'm drawing, I really think of it as a sort of illustrative process. And I like to have a backstory. And so sometimes I feel like I could write a poem to some of my art or vice versa.
I love how those two are so intertwined for you. Well, let's hear your first place winning poem.
All right. Thank you. I'm Sasha Gorda, and I won in the high school division of the poetry contest, and the name of my poem is Falling. Falling. At this point, I'm just stuck on a high hill, or really it's a cliff. The view is great. I can see everything. The lakes, small blue ovals, the trees, nothing more than stubble on a faraway hill. I can even see the great curve of the earth. But really, I don't want to jump or even climb. Like I said, it's nice up here with the wind. And I don't really mind heights, but sometimes, when I'm not paying attention, I feel myself stumble backwards. And I feel the edge of the cliff. And it feels so good under my heels.
Adult Division winner, Kirsten Christensen. Kirsten, is this the first time you've entered the statewide poetry contest and or won the statewide poetry contest?
You know, I've actually entered poetry for more than a few years. And, you know, I think I've placed once or twice, but never first. And it was quite an exciting phone call last week.
Did you grow up writing poetry, or is this something you came to later in life?
Let's see. Well, I suppose I started writing poetry around 2005. I've been interested in poetry, though, since long before then. 1994, I think, with my undergrad. I majored in English, so it's always been an interest. But I really didn't actively start writing until mid-2000s.
Well, hey, that English major is coming into play now because you're winning poetry contests.
Even more so, I recently picked up an MFA through University of Alaska Anchorage. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
For you, is poetry a solitary writing in a cabin somewhere in the woods? That's what I would imagine you doing there in Sitka. Or are you going to a coffee shop? Or are you sitting at home? Or where does the inspiration strike you for poetry?
Oh, all over the place. It's both solitary, but it's also group. I've been pretty active in a local writing group called Blue Canoe Writers. And I write everywhere. I write at home. I write when I'm out walking. I'm often counting out syllables for haiku when I'm walking. I love writing in coffee shops because I'm able to just kind of blank out all the background noise and write. And definitely write at home as well. So,
where did you write your winning poem?
It actually came together when I was traveling in the Yukon, when I was on a short little winter jaunt for New Year's Eve up to Dawson. It came together then, and it's just something I've kind of picked away at in recent weeks and decided to submit it.
Well, cool. Do you take, you said that you are in a local writers group. Is poetry like seeping into other parts of your life and work?
Well, I teach English at the local high school, at Sitka High School.
Oh, you do?
I do. Great. So my Alaska literature class in particular gets a huge infusion of Alaska poets. but yeah, it's very much a part of, you know, if I'm not reading it, I'm writing it. If I'm not writing it, I'm reading it. So it's definitely become a daily practice, especially after the MFA experience.
Do they get extra credit? Do your students get extra credit if they submit poetry to contests?
Actually, I have 5 students who have submitted, and they did it on their own. So they had a piece of writing, and you know, when I'm able to say, "Hey, look, here's a contest," most often take that next step of submitting their work. So we've had 5 published writers this year. I'm real proud of them. My name is Kirsten Christensen. I'm from Sitka, Alaska. And my poem, The Ungulate's Jaw, placed first in the statewide poetry contest this year. The Ungulate's Jaw. In the summer of her life, she'd rest and forage. Her lips and rough tongue gathered horsetail, red elderberry, paper birch, willow. She'd bed down in a grass-flattened patch, mandala round, surrounded by low bushes, deciduous greens, cracking their vellum leaves in the afternoon warmth and wind. In the fall, the cow, a roadkill casualty, fed 6 families in need. A bone collector from Talkeetna carried home her jawbone, bleached, crescent moon dry and white by the hyperborean sun. She took it home, drilled tiny holes into the smooth sled runner below its molars. From each, she tied a string of glass beads of whispering bells. The moose cow will sing again of summer greens and twigs, sing again from an ocean view window.
Thanks to Alyssa Enriquez from the Fairbanks Arts Association for sending all the poets KUAC's way. Also to our colleagues at APRN, Dave Waldron and Lori Townsend, and Raven Radio's Robert Wolsey for engineering tape syncs for our out-of-town poets. And thanks to KUAC's Tyler Miller for producing this piece. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, with the 23rd Annual Statewide Poetry Winners. More information about their literary reading on April 15th at the Bear Gallery is at fairbanksarts.org.